This is KVPR. I'm David Alse. Welcome to Young Artist Spotlight. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. Tonight, we conclude this season of Young Artist Spotlight with a performance by Youth Orchestras of Fresno, who are celebrating 75 years of encouraging young people to encounter the art of music on a personal level. The theme for tonight's concert is Winter Jazzy Magic, with music by Tchaikovsky, Duke Ellington, and George Gershwin. It was recorded December 8, 2024 at the Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall in Fresno. Rhapsody in Blue is a 1924 musical composition for solo piano and jazz band by George Gershwin. Commissioned by band leader Paul Whiteman, the work combines elements of classical music with jazz-influenced effects, and it premiered in a concert titled An Experiment in Modern Music on February 12, 1924, at Aeolian Hall in New York City. Rhapsody is one of Gershwin's most recognizable creations and a key composition that helped to define the jazz age. Gershwin himself played the piano at the New York premiere in 1924. Tonight, special guest soloist is Jean-Baptiste Dulce. Born in Paris in 1992, Jean-Baptiste Dulce is among the rising stars of French pianists. More than just a pianist, he's also a composer, and as we'll hear tonight, a gifted and imaginative improviser. Let's listen now as Dr. Thomas Lowenhein leads Youth Orchestras of Fresno in George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you.
From a concert recorded December 8th, 2024 at the Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall in Fresno, that was Youth Orchestras of Fresno under the direction of Dr. Thomas Loewenheim performing George Gershwin's iconic Rhapsody in Blue. Featured pianist was Jean-Baptiste Dulce. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. Our featured artists tonight are Youth Orchestras of Fresno celebrating their 75th year. The theme for tonight's concert is Jazzy Winter Magic. We'll continue with a musical meeting of three masters, American composer Duke Ellington, composer-arranger Billy Strayhorn, and Russian composer Tchaikovsky. In 1892, Tchaikovsky composed music for a two-act classical ballet, The Nutcracker. Around the same time as the ballet's premiere, Tchaikovsky made a selection of eight of the numbers from the ballet, forming the instrumental Nutcracker Suite. Curiously, the ballet did not achieve true popularity on Joyce Today until choreographer George Balanchine staged it for the New York Ballet in 1954. But the instrumental suite was an instant hit with audiences. Over three decades, Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn had one of the most fruitful collaborative relationships in all of jazz. Many of best-known Ellington's songs were actually written by Strayhorn. By the late 1950s, Ellington was expanding his horizons to encompass ever more ambitious large-scale projects. Strayhorn had the original idea to adapt Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite for the Ellington Orchestra, and in 1960, they recorded and released it on the Columbia label. Tonight's performance gives the musicians a chance to learn and exercise new skills, namely, how to swing in the style of jazz. Thomas Lowenhine now leads Youth Orchestras of Fresno in the Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn adaptation of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. From a concert recorded December 8th, 2024 at the Paul Sugoyan Concert Hall in Fresno, that was Youth Orchestras of Fresno under the direction of Dr. Thomas Loewenheim, performing the jazz-infused Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn adaptation of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. And that concludes this episode and this season of Young Artist Spotlight. Thanks to Artistic Director Dr. Thomas Loewenheim, Executive Director Dr. Catherine Marchese, and all the musicians of Youth Orchestras of Fresno and all the musicians throughout this season for sharing their artistry. And of course, extra special thanks to the Bonner Family Foundation, whose generous support makes these broadcasts possible. For KVPR, I'm David Alse.